The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Although my clock on the wall says it is now 11:52 and 55 seconds. Yeah. It's time for us to get a new clock. Probably most of you have no idea what it looks like here. I am shut in a little room. I'm not even sure what shape it is. It's kind of an octagon. Let's see. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sides. Octagon has 8. It's got 5 sides to it. 4 of the sides have glass. I can see out into the lobby. I can see our receptionist through another window. And then through the window directly to my left, I can see Jeff, my engineer, who is actually across a hallway in a completely different studio behind more glass. So I am in here all alone. I can see Jeff, and hopefully he can see me when he's not eating something. the glass where I see Jeff on the other side, directly above that, way up high, just below the ceiling, is a digital clock. And that's supposed to be because when you're in radio, everything is very exact. I mean, particularly when you're live. The bottom of the hour breaks around 30 after. That's what we call a hard break or a hard branch. The computer determines when I go off the air, when the music stops and all that. The same is true at the top of the hour. That is a hard branch, a hard break, and it's very exact. The quarter hour, 15 after and 15 till, we call those soft branches. And I have 2 to 3 minutes to play with on the quarter hours. 2 to 3. I try to keep it right at 15 after, 15 till. But the bottom and the top, I've got to be right on. Or the computer just stops, the music starts, and I'm done. So it's very important to know what the time is to the second. So I have this digital clock above the window, and for 20 years, I've gotten accustomed to looking up at that clock to know when to take the breaks. Well, for the last 2 months, it works intermittently. We will set it, reset it, set it, reset it. And when I came in today, it's 5:09. The exact time is 5:09 and 45 seconds. My digital clock says 11:56 and 4 seconds. So it's 6 hours off? I don't know. So anyway, aren't you glad you heard all that? So we're going to have to get another clock. It's not going to work. Anyway, welcome. It's great to have you along for the ride this afternoon. Special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners. And, of course, those of you listening by streaming audio wherever you may be listening, thank you so much for joining me today. It's good to be back. If you were not listening earlier, a week ago this past Saturday, Troy and I had the privilege of celebrating our 50th anniversary, and we had an absolutely wonderful time up in Amish country, up at Sugar Creek at the Carlisle Inn. We were treated like king and queen. It was, Joy and I said, we have no idea how it could have gone any better. It was just, it was wonderful to be able to celebrate our 50th anniversary up there. And as I've said before, if you have never been to the Carlisle up at Sugar Creek and you've never seen one of the plays at the Ohio Star Theater, you need to do it. You just need to do it. It's wonderful. Prices are remarkably reasonable for what you get. Every room up there is just beautiful. It's four floors, and on each floor, all of the wood is different. One floor is oak, one floor is walnut. I don't know what the other floors are, but the woodwork, Amish craftsmanship, it's just spectacular. And the staff, just wonderful. So anyway, we just had a wonderful 50th anniversary celebration, and then really good Christmas. Quiet, but good Christmas. And I hope you had a wonderful Christmas as well. Speaking of Christmas, I am grateful for the folks at Hobby Lobby. They have not sold out like so many others have. If you'll remember, Hobby Lobby took a case about abortion and marriage all the way to the Supreme Court and won. Under Obamacare, they were going to be forced to provide abortion for all of their employees, no matter what they believed. Well, they refused. Took it all the way to the Supreme Court and won. They have taken a position on marriage and have won. And I'm not even going to get into the Chick-fil-A thing because it just makes me incredibly sad to understand what's happened to Chick-fil-A. But Hobby Lobby, no. And for many years, Hobby Lobby has taken out full-page ads all over the United States. I'm sure it costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars every year because they're full-page ads. And the ads contain the entire gospel message. This year, the message was a beautiful star and a simple message. It's a boy. It's a boy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, Luke 2:11. And then at the bottom of the ad, it says, if you would like to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, visit Need Him Ministry at chataboutjesus.com. To download a free Bible for your phone, go to mardell.com/Bible. The folks, the Green family, owns Hobby Lobby and the Mardell stores. And so not only did they take out full-page ads all across the country proclaiming the gospel, they're also encouraging people to download a Bible to their phone. And a press release from Hobby Lobby said, quote, this ad serves as a reminder of the true meaning of Christmas and celebrates what millions of people around the world and for centuries have considered a turning point in human history, the birth of Jesus Christ. By the way, they have been doing this since 1997. David Green, the founder, came up with the concept in 1995. They began in 1997. And they have been doing it ever since. Press release says, founder David Green was reading the Christmas advertisements, including those in his own store, and he felt commissioned by God to do something different. Hobby Lobby was selling all kinds of crafts that customers used to celebrate Christmas, yet David Green was struck by the lack of any testimony in newspapers regarding the meaning of the holiday. Before long, Hobby Lobby was placing beautiful full-page ads celebrating the real meaning for Christmas, Easter, and Independence Day in newspapers across the country. The impact and relevancy of these messages is ongoing, so we post them here for your enjoyment. God bless the Green family and Hobby Lobby. They have been under enormous pressure because of their Christian beliefs. And folks, listen, they have not been under any less pressure than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A caved in. Hobby Lobby has not. May their tribe increase. Good for Hobby Lobby and the Green family. And of course, they're the ones also behind the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C. God bless them. God bless them. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You've probably noticed a common theme on this program for the last two or three years. Well, actually, there have been several common themes. But one of them that has reached a crescendo in the last few months is this: you cannot appease the far radical left. You can't. You can never do enough. We have seen story after story after story of a church, a company, an organization that tries to compromise and appease the far liberal, crazy, wacky, loony left. And it's never enough. Chick-fil-A is probably the latest. They honestly believed they could please everybody. They could please the Christians. They could please the far right. They could please the far left. They could please the homosexual, the LGBTQ lobby, and so forth. And they are learning the hard way. It's never enough. It is never, ever enough. We have seen hundreds of American corporations cave in to the radical demands of the LGBTQ crowd. And no matter how far they go, no matter how much they capitulate, no matter how much they compromise, it's never enough. Here is the latest example. Nike, as most of you know, has capitulated big time to the far liberal left. Colin Kaepernick has been given millions of dollars by Nike trying to appease the far liberal left. They have given in over and over again to the LGBTQ crowd. But like I said, it's never enough. Here is the headline. Transgender workers sues Nike for $1.1 million, you ready, over the use of wrong pronouns. Yeah, listen to this story. A former Nike employee who identifies as trans masculine, I honestly don't know what that means. I mean, every week it's a new phrase, it's a new pronoun, it's a new... trans masculine. All right, anyway, back to the story. A former Nike employee who identifies as trans masculine filed a $1.1 million lawsuit against the company last week, claiming gender identity-based harassment due to the use of wrong pronouns. Jazz Lyles was a computer engineer at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, and was often misgendered by employees, according to the lawsuit. Chaz Lyles prefers the pronouns they, them, their. Okay. Common sense is gone. Now, try to put yourself in this position. I'm serious. Because if you work for a large company, a large corporation, it is very, very possible. In fact, today it is probable that sooner or later somebody you work with, a man that you work with, is going to demand that you call him they or them or their. Now, of course, you and I know that those are all plural. But that person will demand. How are you going to respond when one individual demands that you call him or her them or they or their? Well, here's the story. Quote, when someone refuses to acknowledge a person's gender identity or insists on referring to them by a gender to which they do not identify, called misgendering, this causes real and significant harm, the complaint says, according to CBS News. This is particularly true when a person is misgendered repeatedly on a daily basis. So, because this individual who is trans masculine, again, I'm not quite sure what that means, but anyway, this individual has demanded that all of his or her or their co-workers refer to him or her as they, them, or their. And because co-workers refused, hello, common sense, this individual is suing Nike for $1.1 million. The attorney said, quote, employers like Nike have a responsibility to present a safe workplace and ensure that employees respect their co-workers' gender pronouns. $1.1 million lawsuit against Nike. You know what? This individual has a good chance of winning. It's never enough. Nike has bent over backwards to the LGBTQ crowd. They've done almost everything the activists have asked them to do. And in spite of all of the compliance with the demands of the far left, they're still going to get sued for $1.1 million. It's never enough. So, just do what's right and accept the consequences. All right, we'll be back.